Everybody, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I'm Chess, aka Chess. Who else is with me tonight?
I'm Cole.
And I'm Ben. Oh. That odd
sound.
It like kept popping. That's funny.
Kept popping.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
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 Good. Good.
You're not going to tell us what that is?
Good.
Oh, sure. It's still bubbly from...
Oh.
I don't remember what episode I talked about.
I guess that is old news.
It's probably way in the future.
Yeah.
But it's bubbly. Raspberry bubbly.
You talked about that in 2 months.
Yeah, in 6 months when they hear, whoa, Harris Teeter had this crazy deal. Yeah, that'll be from this. So there you go. But yeah.
Amazing.
Well, how was everybody's week or day, whatever?
Been good.
Oh, that was a face.
Just been really busy on my end. Really good though.
Busy.
Yeah.
Work
or
family?
Yeah.
All the above.
Yeah, all the above. I mean, really, once the sports season, a sports season where both kids are doing a sport, it's just life is just busier. It's two practices a week. Thankfully their practices are on the same evening, even though it's different sports, which is wild. But it's
good.
It's been good. So Nona soccer, Anthony volleyball.
Locations.
Yeah, different locations, different programs. So there's like no overlap whatsoever, but Tuesdays and Thursdays. So they're busy because of sports, and then Wednesday's busy due to Awana, and then Saturdays are busy due to they both have their games on Saturday. But it's 3 days rather than it could have easily been like 4 or 5 of the days of the week. So it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Y'all are both ahead of me in that stage of life. I haven't gotten to that. Although, well, we'll see. Lily's only 1.5. But Issa's just started doing ballet. So hey. I might be going that direction, the arts. Be very refined.
Yes.
Yes. Drink tea with our pinkies out. No, she's taking classes on Saturday mornings, and there's a little like just fun like mommy and me dance class that I think Pal's gonna take Lily to as well at the same time.
There you go.
It's like right across the city. But no, just kidding. It's in the same building.
Right outside the city.
Right outside the city, she's gonna go for bubbly outside the city. We've just lost all of our UK listeners.
City.
Oh, Bladen City. I probably just cursed in the UK.
Yeah, yeah, you did. And here as well.
Bleep. Yep. Well, touche. We do have a listener in England, so I sincerely apologize.
Bless their heart.
All of Kolb's words that he just said just now, they were... That was not me. And
yeah. Colby.
Me just trying the accent. Yeah. Me just trying the accent. Yeah. Offensive enough. I don't know.
It's so funny because for us in the States, we love English and Australian accents. We love them. I don't think that's the case the other way around. I'm pretty sure American accents are like, nope, you're super annoying. You should stop. You should go back to your own country, tourist person.
I think the way to mock an American accent is just to talk like an idiot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, ooh, bloop, bloop. Like blah, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Doi. Yep. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But I mean, to be fair, It's yeah. pretty accurate.
They're not wrong. Yeah.
They're not wrong. Yeah. We're not disagreeing.
Yeah.
You just talk really stupid and you're good to go.
It's just what it is.
I do think a Southern accent is a pretty good one to make fun of an American.
Yeah.
Because it's really distinct, the drawl. And you just, I mean, we already sound like idiots. So you don't even have to try. You just talk Southern. You're just like, I'm a really slow redneck.
Yeah. Or that Minnesota one. That's a good one.
Oh, Minnesota. Hey,
okay. Yeah.
Minnesota.
That one's fun to make fun of also.
Also, yeah, the O's. Out and about. Yeah, out in the town.
Yeah.
That's it for me. Yep.
Well, I had a great day.
Oh, so what happened in your day?
I did. So we once a year... I think they'd like to do it twice a year. We go on a staff retreat and it's just a free day. So we just get paid to go to it's kind of like a modern mansion, super humongous house. And it's got this cool pool with like a fake waterfall. And there's like a seating area up top. And there was actually a really cool garage with like, you know, the racing simulators, but the screen is like massive and you're sitting in an actual chair with like pedals and junk. They have one of those. I flipped over a Formula One car.
Whoa.
I just pressed the gas as fast as I could, ran into a wall and flipped over. And played some ping pong, read some books. It was super chill. It's good.
Nice. It's good. They got one of those at my local Pizza Hut.
What?
A waterfall or the racing simulator?
Nah, I was playing. You know, Pizza Huts have all those really old video games.
Yes.
Well, so this is the thing. I was wishing it was an old video game because this is one of those video games that's so pro level. It's just not fun because you can't play it unless you know so much stuff.
Mm.
Like it was fun in the sense of that's fun to try. But like I quit after like 3 minutes because I was like, this is going to take me 30 years to learn. And I'm already 30. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Not enough time.
Not enough time. I was only there for 6 hours. So,
well, yeah. Cole, boy, nostalgia overflow just because of your comments there. Man, growing up, I hope I never forget these memories. The Pizza Hut that had Marvel vs. Capcom. Ah,
Marvel vs. Capcom.
When you actually went to Pizza Hut to eat, and just secretly the whole time you're just hoping for some quarters to play Marvel vs. Capcom.
Man. Hey, Mom.
So much fun. Oh, such great memories. So you had similar experiences in chess, probably you as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. I've only been in one Pizza Hut in my life that had Marvel vs. Capcom. My local one had the Ninja Turtle brawler games.
Okay, yeah. That's great. Mm, that's
those were
great.
Good, too.
Yeah. Nothing wrong there. Man, do you know that's my goal to, and then Chet, it looks like you're, let me just say one more thing and then Chess, you get in there, is to have because there's just plenty of room in our house for more nerdy things. Some real size are like those ones that are like $300-$400. So I don't think they're regulation, but they're big enough to get the experience. I want to get a Blitz one, Street Fighter, Ninja Turtles, X-Men, Marvel vs. Capcom, and then probably like five other ones.
Yeah. So you're going to build a basement, and you're going to build an arcade.
Line the walls.
Yes. Yep. Oh, man. Speaking of which, oh, no, I can't keep going. Chest, get in there. You were going in there.
Well, I was going to say, while I did not go to Pizza Hut to play Marvel vs. Capcom, we went on a family retreat, like with our church, every year to a college, and that college... for free, so no quotas required. Now they have Marvel vs. Capcom, and I would just—that's what I did majority of the time.
No quarters required.
No quarters required down in Pittsburgh. We would just play Marvel vs. Capcom on the arcade edition.
Mm.
Super fun. Played a lot of Iceman actually, and Wolverine. That was my two.
Ice Beam.
Ice Beam.
Berserk Barrage.
It's a good one. Yeah, well, you know what's been throwing me back to nostalgia?
Tell us.
Blink-182 is putting out music again, and they just released a song today. So I've been living in the 2003 era. Yeah. You thought it was a transition. I saw it in your eyes.
I thought it was, actually.
He's going to transition into Blue Lock. Yep. Nope. Three for a loop. I just wanted to talk about
for me, kicking a ball into a net. Before we go there, Cole, were you a... I was not a fan nor a not fan. I just didn't listen to Blink-182. Cole, were you a fan?
I only know of one of their songs, their most famous one.
I Miss You.
Is it?
What's your age again? Which song is it? Feeling This?
I was more of a, you know, early Billy Joel time. You know, that's how old I am. Elvis was like, you know, doing his thing when I was young.
So you still haven't said what the song was.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah,
can you play it for us?
Yeah, is it All the Small Things? That one? Is that one of theirs?
Yes.
Okay. That's the only
I know that one.
That's the only song I know of theirs.
Hilariously, Issa accidentally heard that song because I started up Rock Band and was playing it, and now she sings it all the time. Nice. It's also one of the only songs that's appropriate by them. And my dad asked, Are they a Christian band? I said, Heavens, no, they're not.
Heavens to Betsy.
Please don't go look them up, Father. Moving on. Yeah. It was very funny. Very, very funny. I was like, yeah, your granddaughter's singing Blink-182. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you ask me anything about music, I'm going to get it wrong. I don't know much about music.
Quick. What's the thing they play with the strings?
A lot of them. There's a lot of things.
Boom. You got it right.
I meant like bands, popular bands. I don't know anything.
Who sang the song Piano Man?
I just referenced him. Billy Joel.
See, you know one.
Billie Jean.
What about Jailbird Rock?
Oh, I know that one too. Rock? It's Forrest Gump.
Sean Kingston.
Sean Kingston.
Known for Beautiful Girl and Jailhouse Rock.
Oh, what are you drinking over there, Mr. Yellow Can?
I'm trying a new bubbly flavor. It is pineapple.
Oh, interesting.
I don't typically like pineapple of anything, nor do I like pineapples. This one's good. It's not great. It hasn't cracked my top three. My top three, as I may have mentioned before, strawberry, orange, and the lemon. It's not limoncello. It's like the limoncello of bubbly.
You're just specifically talking about bubbly flavors now.
Just bubbly flavors, because different ones. Although I do really like cherry as well. Oh, Chest, what are you eating?
Yeah.
The audience wants to know now.
Just a little mini Hershey's bar my work gave me today.
Oh, nice. Oh, man, guys. I had kind of a moment today. So we got way too much candy at a parade. We're about to enter Halloween, and the kids and myself just got way too much candy at a parade. So anyways, I've been doing what any dad should, which is eating a lot of it and and trying different kinds, like side by side, because like some, you know, I haven't done a good ranking in a while. One candy that has gone down for me. I don't know how you guys feel about this.
Is it a classic candy? Like we would know it.
Yeah, it's between classic and not as popular.
No, then I won't try to guess. I won't waste
time. I mean, I don't know. You're probably going to. No.
What?
I would say a little less popular than Kit Kat.
That was your guess?
Yeah.
That's a super popular candy.
Is it, though?
It is.
I know it's.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody who chooses it over other candies, though.
Ooh, Kit Kat's pretty high for me. Well, either way, we can debate about what I was bringing to the table here.
Wow, Colby's weird. Let's go.
Baby Ruth's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I had remembered them being delicious.
Baby Ruth.
Now, don't get me wrong. It was good. But when I had it next to Reese's, Kit Kat, and Cookies and Cream Hershey's, to me, and Snickers, it was fifth out of those five candies. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I guess there's not really a time I want to have these if it's ranked five out of five candies I just had. So just something to think about.
Okay. I would fully agree with that.
I could take it before just a regular Hershey's, or just a Hershey's Kiss. Like, to me, unless you're doing a s'mores, you're just wasting your dessert by having those. just my opinion.
Although the cookies with the Hershey Kiss on top.
The cookies with the Hershey's. Oh yeah, those are pretty good.
I don't know what those are called. But
the cookie with the Hershey's on top is what it's called.
Yeah, it's the Hershey Kiss on top cookie.
Yeah.
Well, as much as I want to talk about Colb's ridiculous statements about candy, another topic that involves food, we're going to move on.
Yeah. I'm not with you on this one, Colb.
Let's just rank our candy bars later. That's fine. I don't care if I'm in the wrong. I'm just saying, I'll never choose it.
That's a good idea.
You know what? Halloween is around the corner. Start thinking about candy and we'll do something.
A small segment. That? I agree. We should. We totally should.
We'll intentionally, you got to pick 10.
10?
Okay. Slice some grandmas.
I got to write this down right now.
Yep. Rank your top 10 go-to. Let's make them as mainstream as possible. So no, like the 3 grams of sugar, $6 bags of Swedish fish that's at the fancy grocery stores. This is just mainstream candies.
Candies or candy bars?
Oh, that's a tough question, actually.
Yeah. Should we just do chocolate?
Chocolate-based.
Chocolate-based. Yep, chocolate. That's good.
Yeah, so okay. Like wafers, anything with wafers and nuts and all that stuff, that's all on the table, but it's got to be chocolate.
Yeah, so no like sour gummy worms, right?
Yeah, okay. No like nerds.
Except those chocolate-dipped sour gummy worms.
Yeah, so chocolate-dipped sour gummy worm nerd ropes. Those are on the table.
Yeah.
Right.
So no Starburst, but we can do chocolate dip Starburst.
So my favorite is it's just a donut dipped in chocolate. That's my top.
Right there. Or you could just set a chocolate donut.
Well, that wouldn't count. Anyway,
muscles.
There was a lot of food consumed in one of our episodes of Blue Lock tonight.
Hey,
there's my transition. That's what I was trying to get us to. Yeah, I did love the food. I think they do food really well in this show. I've been enjoying it. The whole like displaying and having their little feast. So, anyway, yeah. So I actually watched these two episodes and I was like, based on our previous conversations, I think this is going to be a fun talk.
Oh, interesting.
Conversation about how things are progressing in the show. So what were they like for you guys, these two episodes 5 and 6?
I mean, I'm already curious what you're alluding to, so I think you should go first.
No, I asked the question.
I'll say this, I've never been more frustrated not to continue.
Ooh.
It was a very good cliffhanger in our episode 6.
Yes.
That I was like, I need to finish this, but I couldn't.
Mm. Yep. 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 I really wanted to watch the next one and just secretly not tell you guys, but
you did,
no way.
Didn't you?
There's okay. No, I didn't. I really wanted to.
Well, Colb, why was it so frustrating? Why was
there's a huge betrayal at the end of this one.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness, I did not see it coming.
I didn't either.
But it makes perfect sense that it would happen.
Yeah.
With the rules of this Blue Lock.
It works within the system of the show, which is great. Pointless things are always like, oh, that came out of nowhere.
Yep. Right.
Cool.
It did come out of nowhere, but it made sense.
But it makes sense.
It made sense.
So anyway, we can jump to that. That's a little bit of the end. But we talked about this a little bit last time. I think that's when Ben's audio cut out. The pacing of this show, I'm really enjoying. There's like a game or part of a game every episode.
Mm.
They're not focusing on training or like getting better. They had that, right? They had that in these episodes, like strategizing, training, but there's always a game. And I am loving that. There's always action to be had, whether it's a quick game that ends, you know, a little faster, or the start or finish of something big. It's just always kind of there. And you're like, yeah, this is, it's like how I feel when it's an action anime and they do a really good job pacing out like when action happens. So it's not just like slowed down to nothing.
Mm. My Hero Academia. is an anime show.
It's true, it is.
The anime show is redundant. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like saying, I'm drawing a blank, so I'm just not.
I had to educate anything. Victor on anime. He's just blown away by the concept of like anime.
Is he still at your house? No, he went to West Virginia.
He's thankfully gone.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. No, just the idea, like what we talked about with Thomas, that like anime isn't, like there are many genres in anime. Anime isn't right. Just a thing.
It's a medium.
Yeah.
Not a genre.
Yeah. It just blew his mind.
That just really shows you how dumb doctors are. Really.
Yeah. That was one of my biggest takeaways of the 2 weeks with him is how big of an idiot he is.
But not because he's Victor, just because he's a doctor.
No, just because, yeah, because he's a doctor. Yeah.
Nothing to do with him as a person.
It's used to be fine, but yeah, now.
The role. Yeah, now he's gone to medical school.
Moron, yeah. Moron Mountain.
Oh. Me and my boys just talked about that movie tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, which movie?
Of course, Chest. You wouldn't know.
Chest.
Sorry.
Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I do know.
Yeah. Did you guys ever watch the new one?
Nope.
I did, actually.
I haven't either. Was it good, Chest?
No.
That's what I heard.
Emphatically. Emphatic no. No, it was not. Yeah. Don't watch it.
Yeah.
The best description of it is it's like a trailer from Warner Brothers of all their like content that they own. Or at least there's a trailer within the movie. They have to go collect all the team, and they're all in these various worlds. Like there's one in Game of Thrones, there's one in Wonder Woman, like all over the all really? These, like yeah. Yeah.
Oh, weird.
So like what's her name? The bunny.
Lola.
Buzz's gal.
Lola.
Lola is with Wonder Woman in the on the island.
Okay.
And they like snatch her. I think Foghorn Leghorn is in Game of Thrones. Which actually was a little funny. But yeah, it was just like it's just like this massive, because they're in a computer program. Just don't watch it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I remember as much as I do, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. Just enough there. Oh yeah. I derailed us. You were talking about the pacing, and they're doing a good job, like giving us the good games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're here for, is to play soccer.
Right.
So I think that I'm enjoying it. Are y'all enjoying it?
I mean, you guys know I've been enjoying it, and I enjoyed these two as well.
You're talking pace or overall story? Because both is yes.
Yeah.
No, nice. Then.
What a twist.
You got me. Another thing that carried over, because now I'm looking for it, is which one of y'all are talking about, like the stylization of the animation, like the smoke and that stuff that they're doing? One of y'all asked if we.
I think Ben initially started that conversation.
Yeah, it really jumps out at me now that you've asked that. Like it's super prevalent. I don't think I was consciously looking for it before, and I like it. Still like it a lot. Yeah. So that was just a comment that popped in my brain. That's it. I don't have any comments. I'm going with that.
It the fifth episode. Literally, I think like the first shot or second, they do that animation again right before he catches that chest pass, stealing it from Nico. I don't know who.
We did remember his name.
Yeah. So I mean, I have something definitely to share. It feels like this is the moment to do it.
I think it is. So, yeah.
Okay.
You didn't watch the episodes.
Yeah, I didn't watch the episodes. I totally forgot. So I rewatched 3 and 4 again, I think. So last time we recorded this, I was talking quite highly of the show and where I feel like I'm seeing glimpses of the Haikyuu greatness. And I don't know if I gave examples, but boys, I can give you a very specific example, and I felt it again. And so this show is still riding that direction for me. Episode 5, literally the first 9 minutes. So the finish of that game, but specifically the sequence that to me was shot for shot, and the emotions that I would feel in Haikyuu was whenever the opposing team took the ball and they were all advancing on the good guys. And it was just our hero, or whatever we want to call him. Isagi. I don't know how to say his name. Our main character. He's coming back to help out. The screen goes like black, and then he steps in to steal the ball. So the animation of that scene, him stepping down to go the opposite way, he boots it there, they bring it down, he passes, and then he scores at the end. That whole thing, I'm actually getting goosebumps talking about it. Like that, that whole sequence and him finishing off with scoring and winning the game, to me was a Haikyuu moment. Like very well animated and just brought emotions that I shouldn't get just from like, just from a animated sports thing, just like Haikyuu. I was highly doubting it would bring out anything in me, like in just sports moments. But that those frames and the beginning of that episode 5 is what was like, okay, yeah, this could, we're very early, boys, but this should show, I still believe, could rise to Haikyuu greatness.
He's doubling down.
That's a bold statement.
I know. I just...
He's already made it once, so why not...
I know.
Why not twice?
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Ben, what was your reaction to Isaki's reaction to winning when he was like walking through the graveyard of the other players, looking into their faces, as he's the victor, looking at these losers whose chances of playing soccer for Japan are now crushed.
Yes. By his goal.
By his goal. And he seems to love it.
I'm glad you asked that. I didn't like it. Not in the sense of I didn't like the show for it, but it just confirmed that he's probably not going to be my favorite character of the show. But no, that's not the type of athlete I am. It does feel good to win, but I don't find satisfaction in destroying dreams and seeing people sob and roll around and have looks of agony at their face at mine. So if he was just happy about winning and love that feeling, that's great. But I can't relate to that feeling of like that he had after walking past everybody.
Now, however, so yes, as a person, as an athlete, that's how you feel. But how do you feel about him developing in the show? Because that's kind of the whole point of Blue Lock, is to become this egocentric maniac.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, a huge development for him. I mean, the amount, like, he is leaning into his role quickly. I mean, we're 5 episodes in and he's taking the ball. He's going all the way downfield, which he did not need to do. I mean, he did, because I don't know if we would have scored otherwise, but his role in there as a soccer player is not to take the ball, pass it all the way downfield and go down and score. But he did that because he's like, I'm going to go score this thing. Smelled that goal. DePaul just might get there. So I do love that. I love that he's stepping up. I love that he's becoming a big part of the team. And but his personality slash maybe what he's so if I can say something in there as well. Maybe this is being shown. Either the show is showing this in a positive way, like this is a good thing, or it's showing the fact that this is a negative thing that is developing in him. And maybe this backfires later. Like he cares more about himself than a team. And so Blue Lock has some positives here. Blue Lock has gotten him into a place that he wouldn't have if he wasn't in Blue Lock. He even says those words. But does it go to the extreme of then he doesn't make a good team player? Because I don't know. I don't know where they'll go with this.
Doesn't he have a comment that he questions himself afterwards? Like, whoa, wait a minute. Isn't this what bad guys say or something like that?
He says, does it make me a jerk?
There you go.
Mm.
So he does have a little bit of a something.
Yeah. Remorse.
Yeah.
Cole, do you have anything? Because I have another question.
No, go ahead. Go.
Okay. I distinctly remember that last time we recorded, y'all, I think both were intrigued by, I can't say his name right. The red haired, long haired dude,
pink hair.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah. The long haired guy.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't. I don't like him at all.
Well, I didn't say you liked him. I said you were intrigued.
I'm not intrigued by him either. I think he's the least of my.
All right,
least of the team so far.
Step aside. And I'm gonna ask him.
There you go. Get to Ben.
Yeah. Ben then must have said something because my memory's faulty, but it's not that bad.
Yeah.
If I said something in a positive light, then I was the mistaken one.
Well, that's true. You've been mistaken all night, so we'll just assume
that. That's true. This could be another Kit Kat situation.
We got a lot of his we got a lot, but not all of his story tonight. He's got an old war injury, you could say. He's got this injury that the doctors have said you're healed from, but if you tear your ACL, right? I think it was his ACL. Mm-hmm. You tear it again, like you're done.
Yeah.
And so some of his former teammates are in some of these episodes. They call him the glass genius. He has a glass leg is what they call it, where it's shattered once, it could shatter again. And he's too timid now. So he's a genius in some capacity. We still don't know what. We don't know what his quirk is. But we do know that he's a genius soccer player who is scared of losing it all. So he won't risk anything. So how did that change things for you, Ben, to intrigue you more? Was it like, still want to know what his quirk is? Or you're like, oh, okay, I get it. He's just kind of Mr. Mellow Man.
Yeah.
Mellow Mushroom.
Jess, thank you for the question. So yeah, the word I would use for what is kind of actually where you landed. So just curious. I haven't found his character interesting, but I am very curious, like what his quirk was. That's where I think that's where we landed, because we had another My Hero crossover. Let's go. And so I was curious what his quirk was. I don't know. Right now, I'm just annoyed by his character. And what are you doing here? Like, you had an injury and you're scared to get injured, and so you're here competing at this. You know, I'm assuming we'll get some cool overcoming moments for him, which I do look forward to that. But right now, his character just seems like a waste. But I'm sure there'll be some redemption. Chest.
I predict that redemption happens at the end of this match in the next episode, because his former teammates are on the team.
Yeah.
They've been mocking him. It's been focusing on him all of episode 6. And it's this whole thing with him and Isagi where he's like, you gotta snap out of it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're being an idiot.
Yeah.
And so he's going to snap out of it. And I predict that he's going to be the tide turner for this match. Because you know they're not going to lose. It's pitted against them to the extreme, and you know it's not going to happen. So how is it going to happen? I don't think it's going to be Isagi's quirk. I think it's going to be the pink hair.
Yeah. I think that would make sense as well.
And it's going to be that he is All Might.
Oh, man. That's exciting.
From the future.
All the parallels. In high school.
Yeah.
In high school. Wonderful.
He dyes his hair blonde later.
So, one person, so with this comment, I'll add to this comment. So the goalie is still just the goalie.
Lemon?
Yeah. Who has been a very enjoyable character to me, but all he has done is let goals in.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious if and what his quirk is.
I know.
Because that will really elevate his character, because I have already really enjoyed him and he hasn't even done anything cool yet on the field. At least that I remember, which brings me to the comment of the comment. To me, what brings this show to a level that on a long term can compete with Haikyuu is if it can elevate lots of players. Because Haikyuu just didn't elevate like one, two, or three. It elevated like the entire team and some of the bench warmers. Like,
and opposing teams.
Insane. Yes. Yes. Exactly. And so that's where like Blue Lock, I think, is scratching the surface on that. But I'll be curious, like the goalie, how much more do we get there? Some characters on this team that all we've seen them do is get like knuckle sandwiches in the locker room and maybe say a comment on the soccer field, but like not much at all from them outside of that. And so I think if we can keep elevating some of these secondary characters, we're in for the ride of our lives.
Well, that's fair enough. Cole, what do you have to say to that?
You know, the only question I had written down about these episodes was, is the goalie ever going to save anything? And Ben already made a comment on it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But the poor guy, okay. The poor guy, he's
I know,
never
it's not,
played goalie.
It's
he's
not
a
his
striker,
fault.
For crying out loud.
But yeah. I find it funny that he hasn't saved a single goal yet.
He tries. Like, he was into it. He was
does.
Like, no, I have to save these goals. Like, he's not like, oh, woe is me. I'm a striker. Like, no, he's mm-hmm. committing to his role, which is, you could argue he's the biggest team player of the group, because he's not rotating. He's staying the goalie. And he's really depending on this team winning, because he's not going to be the player with the most scores.
Yeah, which is huge. That's so, huge. And, like, even whenever he's cool leading the meeting, before Mr. Betrayer walked in the room, I was like, I was impressed. Like, he took charge and I thought he was doing a good job leading. And then someone gave him crap for, you know, why are you doing this? Why is Lemon running this meeting?
Bakugo gave him crap.
Yes. Oh,
why is Lemon making this meeting?
So like he's had a lot of like individual cool moments. It's just, on the soccer field, it's just not quite happening yet, boys.
So then comes the betrayal.
Hmm.
I remember when it hit the hat trick, I was like, wow, that's awesome. I'm glad they're winning. This is cool. And then obviously the smile happens, and I'm sure that was when for you guys, you were like, wait a minute. This is something's fishy. Something's up. Or maybe not. Maybe you just thought he was happy.
Yeah, that was it for me. I guess my question, and Colby can answer as well, is did either of you guys suspect it earlier than that, if it wasn't at that moment? I did not. I did not at all. I just thought it was finally like highlighting his quirk. Like he's utilizing his quirk.
Yeah. Just like the secretary lady for Ego, like she's like, oh, he's really good. I was like, yeah, he is really good. Good on him. He's got his jumping skills. And she's just like, oh, that dude's cool. That was me. That dude's cool.
I thought it was going to be a personality quirk where like he like fell asleep in the bath or something. That's what they thought he did. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So I thought it was gonna be some personality thing where like first half he's on fire and then he just like loses all his stamina, all of his energy, all of his drive. And so like, I thought the smile at first was like, oh, I've hit my limit. Like I'm done. Like, that's what I thought at first.
Oh, like, yeah.
So like, he got his three goals and then he just fails the rest of the game. And I thought that was going to be, you know, like a bad quirk for him.
Right. Right.
I didn't even think of the betrayal thing until our main character figured it out.
Our twins are standing over him.
Right.
Yes. Ooh, that was
good. What do y'all think of the twins, by the way?
Wacko.
Their faces, zero like personality, but their faces are like Rock Lee to me. They just remind me of his humongous eyebrows. Big circle eyes. Like, it's like, oh, this is the same artist who did Rock Lee. He just stepped in.
I'm loving a lot about this show, but the exaggeration of certain characters is really bothering me. And those two brothers really got to me. Like the little funny thing they do where one brother keeps talking for the other one. I find that's okay. But the way they're illustrated, I think, is the problem for me.
It's way over the top.
Yeah.
And like I said, like Haikyuu has over the top characters too. Like I'm thinking of.
Oh, but not like that.
But not like that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking of that crazy redheaded guy and the thug guy from the other volleyball team. Like they have got some characters that really stand out, but they're not unbelievable. Right.
But they're all framed like a normal face.
Right.
Yeah.
So like that's my one thing I don't like about this show so far.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. Their faces were a lot.
And their eyebrows were a lot. Yeah. You know what I'm realizing? I had said that I was excited for these episodes because it'd be a lot to talk about. And there was. But this is becoming another case where we're all enjoying it a lot. So there is a lot we talk about, but there's not as much like contention.
Yeah.
So one of you's got to decide to stop liking the show.
Okay. I feel like that should be me.
Yeah. I think Cole has to be Cole, okay. Right? Oh, plus yeah.
Nose goes. That was Cole.
Sorry.
Nose goes.
Oh, you guys are frozen. I didn't even see you do that.
We got him.
Nice. You got me with the... Well, no, shoot.
No, I'm very excited to see where the story goes. I think that's probably the biggest thing about this show. Is other shows you wonder, like, where's the story going to end up? And to an extent, you do with this show too, but it's more of like a how are we going to get there moment, because you know where it's going to end up. Like, the goal is to be the best striker. So we have a main character. So there's going to be twists and turns. There's going to be tons of stuff, but that's going to be the journey we're on, is to become the best striker. So that's a pretty simple direction. So what I want to know is those moments, like what Ben's describing, when he figures out his quirk, those sorts of like the betrayal, like different twists and turns that they can, will they throw enough at us to keep us engaged? And not just like, okay, it's another stage of becoming the best striker. You know what I mean? Like, are they going to run out of steam in the stages of what they have to go through? Or is it going to be engaging all the way to the finish line? So,
yeah. I feel like it's going to keep on being different enough that, like, it might not just be soccer games. It might be, like, that first game that they played was, like, a dodgeball type the
tag.
Game. Yeah, a tag dodgeball thing. They're probably going to do a lot of that kind of stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Chest, I think I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I know we've been agreeing with about a lot of things here, but.
Fair enough.
No, not so much disagreeing with you. No, last episode we talked about how, like, how is this going to end up? Like, because I don't believe that the result is going to be, and I think we were kind of in agreement on this. Maybe we weren't, but hopefully we weren't. there's no way it's going to end with just there's one winner and they are on Japan's team and boom, we're good. They're like, we talked about the idea of maybe the winning team becomes the Olympic team, and that all these tests will create that. Or I don't know. I feel like it could go all kinds of different ways. I think the only way it won't go is the way it's being presented right now. I don't believe that's either. I don't think it's the desired result. Like the actual desired result from Ego. Mm. And even if it was, I still don't think that's where it ends up. There's just no way. There's no way. You're not just going to have one and then all of these impactful characters are just done and gone. No way.
Way.
No way.
I actually just called the writers of the show and they confirmed that's what's going to happen.
Oh, good.
All the characters are going to go away.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, someone from Team L will be the winner.
Yep, it's not any of our team.
Oh, shoot.
The next antagonist that you see, you won't see him again until like episode 250, but he will win it. Yep.
Oh, okay. One of those. Yep. Okay.
Plot twist. Yeah. One of those 200 episode show that a nobody wins.
Yeah.
That show would suck.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, fair enough. No, I mean, it's a good point. I think the goal is to create a winning striker, but I do think Ego plays his cards close to the chest, and I don't think everything is as it seems, like you said, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Prediction time. Ooh. I think we all think that they're not going to lose this game. Team Z is not going to lose the game, correct? After the betrayal?
Correct.
What is going to happen to the betrayer?
Mm. They're going to execute him. well, if they win, he's still a part of the team.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I would
assume. There's no way they keep him on the team.
I don't think you can get rid of him.
Yeah,
like, it's not like a normal situation.
I bet they would just play 10. If anything.
Well, sure. If they do that, but it's not he can't leave their cell, is what I'm saying. He's in their cell. He can't go somewhere else.
Hmm.
Like his whole playing with the other team, that's so that when they inevitably lose, in his mind, he's gonna be on his own. Like he's not gonna join the other, whatever letter that team is. He's just gonna be by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So he has to stay with Team Z if Team Z wins.
I'm going to say
that was quite the giggle there.
I think he's going to stay with the team. I just have to believe that. I don't know because the team keeps going.
Not a better question. Will there be a redemption arc?
I think that's what you're asking. That's what I was getting at.
Okay. Is that the question? Will there be a redemption story?
I want to hear whatever you got to say.
That's very open-ended.
I think he's going to repent and be converted.
back into the fold.
Yes.
I'm going to go with that too. I think this is a... This is going to be a moment where they choose to be a team. Kind of like what Ben was alluding to with the end goal, the secret end goal. I think this is going to be a moment where they they have to choose, like, we either have 10 people and maybe, probably, definitely lose, or we bring them back. We bring them back.
Hmm. All right, there you go. We got some division. Y'all wrong. There's no way they're keeping him on the team.
I am going to be so happy
if they don't get a new player on their team. There's no way they're keeping him. They're either going to get someone new,
rid of him,
or I don't know. Ego's going to have to step in somehow, or they're going to play 10 because there's no way he won't try to betray them again.
Logic.
No, that's not defying logic. He scored 3 goals, he made a deal with the other team so that he can move on without his teammates. Who would want to be on his team anymore?
I agree. I agree with you. I just don't know if there's an option to get rid of your teammate. Because he's not going to leave willingly. He's not going to leave willingly.
No, probably not.
Because he's... So I did think of another possibility while Chess was giving his a prediction. What if, and I wouldn't like this because I like that I'm this team's growing on me. What if after this first round they make new teams and then they end up playing against them? It would be, it would be, but that would be a way of accomplishing. Then later they go against him, their rival. Because there are some minor characters on this team, I wouldn't care if we lost them. Like, I'm not attached to everyone on this team, so maybe they just keep the good ones.
There actually is another option as well.
What else?
If someone scores more than him. Because it's just the top scorer of the team. It's not the top scorer of the game.
Yeah, but so if they win this game, the whole team advances either way.
Well, no, I'm saying if they lost with someone else. Like if our main character scored more goals and he didn't advance, that would be... Are they out if they lose? Right? They are.
Yeah.
See, that's why they're not going to lose.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like. It's going to be... I don't know what it's going to look like if they tie, though. I didn't do all that math.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
Oh, yeah. Carry the one and then divide by two.
I'm sure they'll explain it in episode 7.
I think they have
to
win. Do think they have to win.
Probably.
Yeah, I think they have to win.
They have to win.
I think they can't lose.
H-A-L-F to win.
They can't afford to not win.
Huh.
Well, Colby, it was a good question.
Thank you.
As much crap as I want to give you.
What I want to see happen.
Did you say what? Oh, you're about to. Sorry.
I think they're going to kick him off the team. They're going to play with 10 or get someone new. That's what I think. But what I want to see happen is the winning goal or the tying goal. I want it to be someone blasting it right into his face and he like gets smashed and then red haired. It's gotta be red haired guy. Cause he's got all his backstory building up. He's going to, you know, head it in or kick it in or something. For the tying or winning goal. That's what I want to see.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Getting the ball right in his face. Because that betrayal hurt me too.
Yeah. It did, didn't
it?
Yeah.
I mean, he had been a big team organizer and a lot of things for the team. Yeah. I was enjoying his dumb nicknames for like the plays. Mm-hmm. Because they're so dumb. But that it was... You know, he had a spot. That's why it hurt. He had a spot on the team. Like that's the bad thing is he's not like an annoying character. He's not someone that you're like, let's vote him off the island. If we have to, he would not have been my choice to vote off the island.
Nope. Yeah. But not the island.
Yeah.
Mine would have been Temple Boy and Bakugo. That's my two
votes. Oh, yeah, Bakugo. Yeah, first, same here. For sure.
Yeah.
Gosh.
But not anymore. Now he's one step up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Rising through the ranks.
Look.
Way to not betray the team there, Bakugo.
Yeah. Oh, good for Bakugo. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, even when
There's
I was rewatching
it. Bakugo is. But
It's true. I was just enjoying his character. I was like, man, he was really he wasn't like my favorite, but he was likable all the way to the moment. Then you're like, oh, like there weren't like clues. Like there was a lot of good moments from him. No clues.
So that was going to be a question. I thought something was up when he took so long taking a bath and he came back red faced. But I thought I had no idea but that it was going to be a betrayal. It was more of a like, I think he's training secretly sort of moment. Because I'm like, he's like super out of breath. Like I thought he was like running, which he was, the moment where he comes back to the team meeting and everything with the red face. I thought something was up, but not this. I just thought he was training secretly and trying to get ahead and it was going to, and then he was scoring and I was like, oh, look. Yeah. He was like putting in extra effort behind the back, and then nope, it was completely different. So
I didn't think that at all. I
was wrong, so I'm glad you didn't.
Well, no, I 100% thought he was telling us the truth. I bought it. I 100% bought it.
So did I.
Yeah.
Good liar.
Sometimes hot baths you fall asleep in. You know, that's why he was all red. Yeah. Like he was in there too long.
And honestly, the baths over there, they're very hot. If you're just soaking in those tubs, you could pass out.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Ben. I thought he was telling the truth.
Yeah. And here's the thing. The water's hot over there.
Yep, that's the moral of the story. If you go take a bath in Japan, just be forewarned. Water's hot.
And here's the thing. Water. This is what makes it more convincing. Maybe they just all had the meeting in the tub and just took too long of a meeting in the tub. So that's why he was still red-faced. That was all real. That was raw emotion.
So they had a meeting with him, and then he stayed longer, and they had another meeting in the room.
No. He meeted with the bad guys in the tub.
With the bad guys. He ran to their
It
space.
All connects.
Yep. Yep.
You are a genius. Call this man Moriarty and get him a cane.
Hey.
That's good. That's good. That's hilarious. Well,
good call.
I'm excited to see how our predictions come out because I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Either way, I'm excited to watch because, like Cole led into this episode, phenomenal cliffhanger. Terrible time to stop watching. Horrible.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
So,
You know, that's right.
So, we're going to hang up here and we're going to go watch, right?
Click.
Deal.
Yeah.
Deal.
Click. It's the fakest click I've ever heard. Click. Oh, well, y'all got any last thoughts? Are you ready to roll into watching some Blue Lock episode 7? Yeah? All right. Well, we're going to turn off our computer screens and we're going to go watch these episodes just like you should. But until next time, you stay right where you are for 1 week. Because next week we'll bring you another episode here on Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys start having
kids, children, dads, and so become fathers and each have kids separately? Went on to each didn't play separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime. Three dads talking about anime.